I would like to present a dissenting view of this going out live thing.
Granted and ignored.
You're a dick.
Yeah, I know.
Is it a little late to bring it up now, Ken?
Is that a euphemism?
That's just Ken's way.
So John, do you answer the phones for us, or do we have to hire Dorianis?
You're
presuming calls.
That's what I was going to say.
I was about to say, here's the more important question. Is there anyone besides us listening to this?
Well, tell me, John, will you be counting all the money that comes in?
Ironically, there was someone listening, and they're called the worst fan, and they left.
Oh.
I'll take that one.
I'd like to dedicate the rest of this podcast to the worst fan.
No one listens.
But... No, they'll be listening to the podcast. This is still going out as a podcast, which people
actually listen. I know that.
Well, you just sounded like you were a dumb shit and didn't know it. So that's why I was
talking. Well, we're having to entertain two audiences at one time. The audience that probably won't listen later and the audience that's not listening now.
But we're entertaining.
Wait.
Just really counts.
You're assuming that we're being entertaining in the first place.
Nothing really matters, Widge.
Anyone can see.
Nothing really matters.
To you.
To me.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Sing along and be done with it.
Well, you always want to have a sing along.
I know, and no one ever listens.
Probably because you're the worst singer of the bunch.
You're damn right.
All right, so let's go ahead and begin.
And now.
What the fuck was that? Who squeezed a ferret?
Did someone squeeze Scott?
Scott, I got something on my screen. It's from you.
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay. Hold on, I gotta mark that audio too. Hold on.
Do the intro.
John isolate that.
It's good that someone's making an engineer reel for us.
Well, you know, coming up, it's the end of the year, and as I threatened, there will be a Weekend Justice that is nothing but Weekend Justice outtakes.
Okay.
I thought that's the entirety of Weekend Justice.
No, the outtakes to the outtakes.
Oh, damn.
Now you're getting all meta on me.
Whoa. Is this like the extended remix of Dick Mumbles?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
Dick Mumbles is extended.
Wait, is this the 12-inch?
Yes, this is the long play.
Yes, that's right.
This is the dance single.
This is the 78 RPM. Remix. That's right.
Widge, would you like to try... Would you like to try starting the podcast again, Winch?
Oh, sure. Take two. What the fuck is that?
What was that? All
right. No. So, when I start it again, I'm going to be able to see who does it, because I'm actually going to pay attention to whose little icon lights up. Fucking hell. All right, take three. Here we go. It's Ken. Now, what the fuck is going on?
Hi, folks, and welcome to Weekend Justice.
God damn it.
It's your evening zoo team.
What the fuck?
I'm waiting for you to start. This is getting ridiculous.
What do you mean getting ridiculous? It is ridiculous. It's been ridiculous. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Weekend Justice. We are listening to Ken. I think he's fucking a ferret up the ass, which is what's making that noise, frankly. But that's Ken's way. He likes to take things that are small and helpless and fuck them until they can't move anymore.
Like this podcast.
Jesus Christ. So, we're here in the Hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League. Sorry, lot of... What the fuck?
I tell you one thing. I'm liking him.
What the fuck is going on? Who is playing the music? John, is it you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I believe that's Berlin, Widge.
Yes, I know that's Berlin. I would like to put a wall up.
Tuffley
around
owns the best of.
That's true.
The best of his love.
It was that Berlin, one song.
Berlin was not a hair band from the 80s, so he is unaccustomed to listening to Berlin.
It was an airdrop, though.
Yeah, that's true. It was a wall. Fuck. I'd like to welcome everyone to our first and last live podcast.
I want a noisemaker now.
I'm learning my lesson very well. So
you can't please everyone.
Especially not me. Let's see. Who have we got on the fucking call? We have Ken, our minister of bestiality, on the call. Hi, Ken.
I think he's moved on to Elmo.
Yeah, I know. He's making Elmo climax. He does no Muppets.
All right, was that SOS? It's like long, short, long, right?
Yeah, exactly. Rock, basically, that's the equivalent of when you've got a hostage on camera and they try to blink in code.
Yeah,
that's a Muppet at Ken's house wanting someone to come rescue him.
I'm just wanting this entire podcast to be a one-hour introduction.
It's working on it. You know, Ken, it's funny. You were wondering why you didn't get two invitations to a Weekend Justice. Perhaps now you know.
Find it funny at all. I find it tragic on your behalf.
That's fine.
Hold on.
All right. All right, John, I know that's you because your icon is lighting up.
Ooh, you're a real detective.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
The Dork Knight really. Returns.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ. All right, so anyway, we've already introduced one person. Once I get done with the introductions, it'll be time to go to the gift guide, and then we can get the podcast over with, which is what sounds really great to me at the moment. Okay, so we have Scott here as well, our Minister of Naughty Bits. Hello, Scott.
I'm not taking Ken's sloppy seconds.
Oh.
I don't think he offered
them to you.
Hey, Scott, don't share.
Oh, God, no. God knows what Ken has.
Scott's got dogs to lick his plate.
What? That's very disturbing. Wait.
So... Wow, okay.
Someone's ringing.
Ooh.
Someone's joining the call.
I almost care.
Hello?
Hi, Rob.
Jeez, answer the goddamn phone.
Welcome to NPR.
Yes, sorry, Rob. John couldn't answer the phone. He was busy fucking with me with music.
Who was?
Never mind.
Sorry, I'm just getting a bad signal.
It's all right. So have I, and I'm actually on Skype. All right, so we also have Rox, our artist in residence and field reporter, is here. Hi, Rox.
Happy Advent to everybody.
Yes, whatever that means.
Mountain.
It's 4 weeks waiting till Christmas. That's what it
means.
Oh,
I see. Okay. All right. And I barely know what day it is, so And of course, Rob just joined us. Rob, our one of Hello. Our two music ministers that's here. Hi, Rob.
Hello, sir.
Hi. And of course, we have Tuffley, our other music minister, is here.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
And of course, he's our ambassador to IKEA.
Hey.
Well, they are a sovereign nation.
Hey, Scott's on the phone.
Scott is on the phone.
I thought it was Day Without a Gay.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's work. That's different.
That's wow. This feels
I'm
like
sorry.
Work.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry. That was good.
Oh, shit.
Go back to fucking your Muppets, Ken.
No, because he'll start making those noises again.
You got serious emotional problems, Scott.
Me? You're the one fucking your fucking felt.
Where did you ever get that from? It's called a noise make, you crazy buck.
Right.
Hey, Ken,
hey, Rob. It's good to have someone here.
I'm back.
Wait, are we taping right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. I was worried that this was actually going out somewhere. Okay, good.
No, Tuffley, this is actually an intervention.
Tuffley?
Yes.
Pentagram?
No.
Is Lizzie?
Yes.
We'd like, okay. we'd like to discuss your wife's Coldplay
Blood
habit.
Rock.
What? I'm sorry.
Blood Rock.
No.
Okay, I'll stop so we can get off the call. I'm sorry.
Blood Rock, wasn't that a Silver Age DC villain?
Yes.
Oh, good. Just checking. One last introduction. In the engineering booth, we do have John from the Unique Geek. Hi, John.
Wow.
Hello.
There's a less than fucking patience.
Yeah.
It's Unique John.
I know.
I consider it a lesson in futility.
That guy should get a medal. It's like the Iraq phone call.
So that's all I got. finally done with the introduction, and I'm spent. So.
Well, thank you and good night.
Yes.
Had a great big convoy. Everybody.
What the fuck is that noise now?
Wow.
Wow. You know what, Ken? What's amazing about this podcast? You know what's amazing about it? It makes our Miami Marathon seem lucid.
Hey, that Miami Marathon is an undiscovered gem.
Well, no one has really mastered all of the subtle allusions to things that we put into that.
Like Brian Blessed Time Fucker.
I know. Which we still need to pitch.
That's brilliant.
Yes, he can travel through time and fuck anything he wants. Brian Blessed Time Fucker.
Sounds like he's
done both Elizabeths. Twice.
Oh, it's you again!
I call them Ruffles!
Anonymous fan says that they love that bit, so there you go.
What, wow. The time fucker bit?
Yes.
John, are you anonymous fan? I'm somewhat suspicious now.
You should be.
Boy, he's not answering that, is he?
No, he's not.
when your engineer takes the fifth, there's some serious shit going down.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say, I need to go fix something.
Are you recording this in the bathroom?
Jesus Christ.
It'd be appropriate.
Again, awkward silence.
I know, nothing. No protestations.
Fucking get justice. You should call the podcast Awkward Silence.
This episode is certainly going to be called Awkward Silence. In fact, I'm writing that down right now.
Hey,
this is uh-oh.
Yes? Yes, Rob?
I guess we can't call Forry Ackerman this week.
No, sadly. We tried.
I don't think he'll be getting that message on his answering machine.
Yeah.
Blah, I'm dead. Blah.
Oh.
Although I tell you what, if he had made provisions for his estate to put a message from him like that on his machine in the event of his death, then I would give the charity of his choice a dollar.
Well, now he's Ack Compost.
Yeah, the awkward silence on that one was well earned.
Yeah.
No, that's why I have an awkward silence tool.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're a tool, all right.
Wow, I love that just for the Rob laughter.
I know, that was perfect.
That was very jolly, Rob. You must be working on your seasonal laughter.
Yeah,
ho, ho, ho.
Santa Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out what the name of that movie was with Derek Jacobi?
No. I ended up not going. It was cold. I've got the copy at my house, so I'll send it to you.
I think somebody's got a cell phone on near their microphone.
I think you're correct, Ken.
Either that or somebody's fucking Daft Punk.
Or that. John, you can point these things out. Slap these bitches down.
I was actually trying to get to that point.
He's in the bathroom fixing something else is the problem, so he's a little distracted.
I think it's extremely odd that Kim is not on the phone the same week that Coldplay gets sued.
I know, and I had something completely planned for that, too.
Who do you think wrote the rest of their album?
Radiohead.
See, I was going to say the guys from Keen.
Yeah, this is what happens when Radiohead drinks absinthe. I love you all. And I want to be a pirate armyman.
Oh,
please tell
God.
Me there's a Legion still and they have a band. Somebody turn their cell phone off.
Somebody needs to.
Is it that buzzy noise? I don't
know. Yeah, it's the buzzy noise. God, no music. Kill the music.
I like the music. It's covering up the conversation.
Hey, wait, I believe that was on Joe Satriani's fourth album, I think. Can we bring it back up?
Yes, Joe live at Budokan.
Yeah.
Sabotage?
No.
I love this. This has turned into a laugh in wall sketch. Hey, Tuffley. Yeah?
Well, I have to be fair. People are emailing me now list of bands to tell Tuffley.
Nice. Awesome.
We'll see. Here's the thing. I was going to have a little bit where if Kim were on the call, I'd write a little sheet of paper because we have to do this on two separate computers. So I'd write down a band on a sheet of paper.
That's court ordered, by the way.
And she would be the line judge. So if someone says someone guesses the secret band, a duck would fall on you or something.
Wow, you make the best party games.
Yeah. Or we could send a mullet wig for a prize, I suppose.
What we need, Tuffley, is we need some version of a site like Has the Large Hadron Collider Destroyed the Earth Yet? Or Is Abe Vigoda Dead? So you basically...
Is anybody listening.com?
Does Tuffley own it?
Does anyone care.com?
Fuckthisshit.com.
Tuffley versus hairband.org because it's informational.
Wow.
Actually, does this qualify for a Wikipedia listing?
No.
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Is there supposed to be some kind of interaction you were planning?
I don't know.
Is anyone in that chat room, whatever the hell's going?
Yes, you have guest three in the chat room.
Guest three.
Piss off one and two?
We love sequels. I'm a sequel.
Hold on a minute. We have a chat room going at the same time as this call.
Yes,
we do.
They're calling themselves...
so there are three sadder bastards than us with nothing to do.
Yes, three. The Leapening.
Oh, wait a minute. John, has he done an age sex check yet?
The name
probably,
is...
Probably on the call for John. They don't want to listen to us. They probably want to hear John.
Fucking John Rubies. You know what it is? It's guest three must have the cell phone. Guest three, turn off your cell phone.
I believe it's Mighty Bill is his name.
Oh, Mighty Bill!
Oh, Bill. Zombie Bill. Killer Bill. Hey, Zombie Killer Bill.
Yes, that's true. So, yes. So, we have...
Good. Way to make him work for our affection. Ah, Mighty Bill! Ah, woohoo! Now he's not going to respect us in the morning.
I didn't know he respected us now.
He never did, nah.
Okay, all right, just checking. So, anyway.
So, where are we? Yes.
So, Tuffley, you actually had some stuff that we could discuss.
Oh, not the agenda.
Yeah, the agenda.
Hey, you're a different person every show, but a different agenda or something.
I try to have one. And I was shot down, so I don't bother.
Actually, I have yours on here, too. I made a list.
Oh, good. Yeah,
that was a ruse, though.
Which I believe.
A ruse by any other name.
Which I believe is a French sauce.
It's like a bechamel.
Yeah, that too. Album. Yes, that's next Coldplay album is bechamel.
No, ramen noodles with a bechamel sauce. That should be it.
You know, this is so Chris Martin can say, I called it bechamel because I speak Italian.
Nice.
So what's on the agenda?
Well, we went through the Forrest Ackerman laugh, so...
Yes. And we're very sorry.
Yeah, we pissed on his grave. Let's move on.
Hey, I did leave him a message, so I'm happy about that, because I left him a message back in October. So I got my hook in. So
you will die in 2 months! I am Rox. Goodbye.
Spaz House has spoken.
I see the future from the past.
Roxtradamus.
Many have said you will die. I say when you will die.
Well, okay, here's the thing. At work, I have this bizarre superhero power, okay? If
I'm predicting your workmate's death?
No, well, kind of. If I
Goodbye!
You wanted to stay away from an agenda. This is brilliant.
If I give a new employee a nickname, derogatory, they're usually gone in a month or so.
And put
so I've actually had my boss come up to me and say, "Don't give them a nickname. We like them."
Rox, let me just ask you if I could get some kind of definition. When you say gone, what definition?
Fired. Fired, quit, the premises. So that's one guy I called. Okay, we had this one nut job. He actually had a Shemp Howard haircut. I can't remember his real name, but I just looked at him. I'm like, that's Shemp Howard. And soon thereafter, within a month, he was gone.
You blew his cover.
Yes, I did.
So you gave Florian a nickname, didn't you?
No, he gave his own nicknames. I didn't have anything on that, so. And we had one chick, what was her name? Like Sandy, but she was working it. She was living in the halfway house because
Oh, this is getting so sad.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Hey, no problem. And her nickname was Felon.
Oh my God, stop.
What the fuck was that?
This is the saddest Christmas ever.
No, the saddest Christmas ever is actually...
No, it gets worse, no!
Oh, my God. There you go.
Oh, my... It's like being in Gremlins. Oh, stop.
Okay, I will.
Tuffley, what's Kim listening to now? That always makes us laugh.
I have no idea right now.
You're married to her.
You don't know where she is?
Well, she's downstairs.
Oh, I see.
She watches TV.
On the other side of the masking tape line separating the house?
No, she's having to do a little homework this evening, a little consulting homework.
War of the Tuffleys.
That's a nice euphemism for it. For somebody sleeping on the couch.
Are you making another desk?
No.
Out of his pain.
Desk of Pain. There's another Coldplay album.
Wait, that's a band name.
That'll be our next list of 700 Coldplay album titles.
That's not a bad idea. Wait, Desk of Pain, but it's spelled DESQUE of Pain, just to be really...
pretentious?
Thank you.
Oh, don't forget.
Umlauts.
One of them is going to be called Come the Circus.
And how do you spell that?
Wait, you have to have umlauts?
CYRCUS.
That's not what I was asking.
I know what you were asking.
Then why don't you answer the question?
You can go there.
Why can't you?
You've already been.
And that. And the
turn off the damn phone! Oh my god. Witch said we're on Skype now. Everything's fine. But no, it's not fine.
Well, I don't know. Ken, we were fine the 2 weeks you were gone. Maybe it's your magnetic personality fucking with the signal.
No, this is ridiculous.
So, it's that 131 number, isn't it?
Who has the phone on?
131, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, let's move on. What else is on the agenda? Ignore what's on the agenda.
Oh, yeah. Screw that shit. I'm over it now. Let's go.
Where are we going? What's happening?
Are we still talking about Kim?
No.
No, we've gone.
We've moved on to what? We can't say we've moved on and then there'd be an awkward silence. We must move on to something.
Isn't that the name of the podcast now? Awkward Silence.
I know.
I think
awkward Silence and We've Moved On.
Yes.
I think John has to come up with segue music.
No, that's okay. No. We've had enough music.
No, I think we could always use more music.
Well, that's what you get for thinking.
Alright, who's got snow in their neck of the woods right now?
I have just passed cold rain.
Oh, okay.
Did we really just go meteorological on this thing?
Yeah, why not? It was 80 where I'm at.
Is this the podcasting equivalent of How's the Weather?
Yes, it is. And your shipping news tonight, the Northeast will be blowing in at 40 knots.
Wait, to make sure this is in theme, is there a depression?
If there's always a depression.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's Ken.
the depression would be listening to CDs with Ken.
Oh.
I think it would be fun.
Ooh. And she's not on here to defend herself.
Yeah, you better watch it, or we're going to see Oblique Red pop up in the conference
You know, the awkward thing, Scott, is that she might not be on, but her husband is on to defend her if he so chose.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I understand this correctly. I'm supposed to defend Coldplay? No.
You're supposed to defend your wife, come what may.
My wife is her own.
You better
person.
Watch these words. You better watch them.
Hold on, I'm marking the tape.
John is marking the tape right now.
My wife.
Let's remember here. You have two witnesses to the vows you swore on in the eyes of God and Kim's father. So I think you better step up.
Which I believe are one and the same.
As far as Mike's concerned.
You know what? Just because I love my wife doesn't mean I have to defend Coldplay.
I believe it does.
Hey, no, it does not.
Unless you signed a prenup to that, yes, it does.
I believe Chris Martin can take care of himself, Ashley. So
the only prenup that Tuffley signed is that he has to take all his crap if he leaves.
Yeah. Well, you got married before Coldplay, didn't you?
No.
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 Okay.
She left Coldplay first.
I'll always love you, Coldplay.
Yes, I'm yellow.
Bill wants to know if there's going to be sports later, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Let's see. There's hockey tonight. Hold on.
Hang on. Let me see. I don't think Doc's online. Doc's not online.
Hey, Rock?
Yes.
So is Tampa Bay going to sign a DH, or what the fuck's going on?
I don't know. I'm sort of following Detroit Red Wings for this season, so.
My God.
Whoa, no. You did not say that, sister.
Okay, we're in a sports talk. Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ken. Yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. How's the weather where you are?
Why, Ken, the weather is fantastic. It's actually a balmy 75 outside, and
great.
The wind is picking up a little bit.
That is fantastic.
I've got a great idea. Why don't you guys start talking about Doctor Who for the next 20 minutes? Because that would actually be more entertaining. Hey, here you go. I'm going to throw this out.
Wow.
That really...
I am liking this more.
Remember, Widge, that was you.
What do you mean that was me?
You were the one who brought up Doctor Who.
Wow, this has suddenly turned into the audio equivalent of you can't do that on television.
I don't know.
I don't think you want Scott to slime you.
It would still be green, though, right?
No.
Only if he hasn't.
Wait. Scott, no, you're quantifying your slime.
This would be the best costume to wear before the Make the Batman Stop is dress you kid with the ghost.
Now, wait a minute. Tuffley just came up with another Coldplay album title, Quantify Your Slime.
Oh, I like that one.
The title track would be the first single.
Although, what's a better band name?
Yeah, the first single is called I'm in Love with a Girl Named Kim.
Oh man!
yes, but it's actually a person.
They'll name their first child Rutabaga.
Okay.
Turnip, it's a good name.
Yes, Turnip Martin.
Great name for fucking Courtney Love. Yeah, great.
Yeah, and then if Rox gives you a derogatory nickname, you turn up dead.
Ta-da!
Has somebody pitched that to CBS yet?
What, turn up dead?
Yeah.
I'm sure
they
have.
That's a procedural. That'll still work on that network.
Yes, it would.
It's about a crime-solving grocer.
No, Rox could be the new Torchwood character that just, like, goes around naming incidental characters and they all die.
Yep, I'll do that.
Name
I'll
Skippy.
Do it for free.
You're going to die in a tragic skipping accident. Or maybe a skip will just drop on your head.
Maybe it'll just be like the Little Rascals. We'll just name off people and they'll just die.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she called me Alfalfa.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Welcome to Non Sequitur Cast.
I'm worried about...
Well, both Ken and Alfalfa were both bastards, so it works.
Oh. Yeah.
You should know, Ken, you had this on your own podcast.
No peace on earth, goodwill towards men with you.
No, fuck that. It's Christmas. That has nothing to do with it.
Holy shit.
Someone's
Christmas
doing
is about resentment and disappointment and goddamn it, family arguments. That's what it's about.
Somebody's doing bitchy.
And you know what? That's exactly what it says on this new line of UNICEF cards we're going to be selling at thinkgeek.com, I believe, right?
Exactly. No, not anymore.
Oh, awkward.
Actually, we are selling them from ThinkGeek because one of us had enough sense to sign up as an affiliate. So, yes, please, buycoffee.com.
Just do it through the needcoffee.com site.
Just do it through needcoffee.com, and then we love you still. Oh my God.
So are we going back and forth from
loving this and hating this? It's amazing.
So are we embracing all the holidays, or can we say Merry Christmas, or do we get bitched out saying Happy Holidays?
Well, no, the only thing that I say Happy Holidays for is because then I just basically have covered everything and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Happy Arbor Day.
I just ignore the whole fucking thing.
I get so many people fussing at me for saying Happy Holidays. It's not
Rob
even funny.
Rob is the best Santa ever.
Well, that's when you drag out the Wheel of Holidays and spin it and just wish them whatever it depends on.
Wheel of Holidays. Turn, turn, turn. What holiday will we celebrate?
I say Happy Yuletide. What's a Yule?
You know what? I hope you say it exactly like that, because that's really festive. Happy Yuletide.
I do.
That's very radio DJ.
This is
Happy
for the
ladies. Happy Yuletide.
Yuletide.
WROX-FM.
The hot FM telling everyone to stuff those stockings. Oh, yeah.
So that we have a lot of holiday spirit on the call tonight, I take it.
That is the most excited Ken's been in, God, how long?
Since
ever?
He was born.
Ever? Forever?
Ever.
You got a point?
Yeah. No, it's been made already. So he had a point, and it's gone.
Kind of like Kim at this point.
Wow.
I'm kind of wondering.
And Tuffley still says nothing.
Why don't you call her upstairs?
He's biding his time.
Whoa.
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 We have snow
from someone.
For the shipping news, there is snow.
This is festive.
No, it's,
Oh! Rob, that was you. Did you get hit by a car or something?
No.
Are you outside again?
No, I'm in the studio.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. Okay, that's not Scott breathing on his microphone because he, you know, he only has so much lung capacity, so...
And that's really about as far with that as we want to go.
Hold on.
Really.
I'll move my phone and see if it makes any noise. Hold on. Yeah, that didn't do anything, did it?
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay. Damn it, it's a fucking after.
Are you in a field somewhere with the Blair Witch?
No.
Okay.
I thought Kim was in the basement.
Is this going to be your last podcast
damn!
Ever?
Oh! Say something!
Jingle it.
Just a little bit.
That's right, I'm getting
I don't
off
care
the
what it
anyway.
Is, just jiggle it.
You know, and she liked all of you so much.
I have done nothing.
Exactly.
Fox is telling you to just jiggle it.
Yeah, we have serious snow coming in from somebody, and
we're so going to lose Mighty Bill.
Snow is coming from the east.
I know. When we lose Mighty Bill, he's like the canary in the coal mine. We know we'll have jumped the shark completely.
Well, I'm going to bail soon, so it'll probably come when I go.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
You're going to bail. Cleared it up.
That cleared up.
Oh, there you go.
In the shipping news, the weather is now cleared. On to the farming report.
All right. Well, let's do this. Rob, if you're going to have to bail soon.
Yeah, I got to play radio. Yeah.
Since we've got this idea of throwing out gift ideas.
Hey, Witch.
Yeah.
Before, I can't ask Tuffley for...
You're breaking up completely. I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think Dennis DeYoung got his tongue.
Yeah. If something's supposed to be either Kicks or Coldplay, I have to turn to Ken, because he's got a pretty good record with recommending music.
Huh?
So, every time Ken's on the call, he recommends a band to me, and so far he's been right with stuff. And every time Tuffley's on the call and he recommends a band, it's, you know, either Hair Band or Sissy Rock. So,
Wow.
I hate to agree with him, Tuffley, but I gotta go with Rob on this one.
No, you're right, totally right about the Black Lips.
I
you know,
would.
You know, I did mention the wombats on this show.
Yeah, but that was after I talked about them.
No, that was before you talked about it, actually.
Oh, wow.
That was one of our researchers on it.
Uh-huh. Oh,
wait, God. We have researchers?
We have, yeah. We have
John
a civil war between our music ministers here. That's not good.
No, okay. Tuffley,
you're
just right.
Not... Tuffley, you're totally awkward on a throwdown. Come on. Dive into...
That wasn't except for the hair metal, Tuffley's got pretty good taste in music.
Okay, I think
you know. Just lately, it hasn't been great.
There's a throwdown.
No.
It's not a throwdown.
It's a throwdown, it's a goddamn throwdown.
Yeah.
Throwdown.
No, if you say it's a throwdown, it's you saying it's a throwdown.
Now I'm saying it's a party.
There's a difference. You and Scott are a throwdown. Me and Rob arguing about when we recommended the wombats first is not. It's
kind of sad, really.
Yeah.
There is some times when the delay on Skype is perfect.
Okay, so Rob, were you going to recommend everything, or are you abstaining in favor of Ken?
Well, that's not a bad idea, but there's a couple things, and I'm going to write a thing for the whatchamacallit, the website, because you know I'll drag out enough holiday spirit for that. They've reissued three of the Buzzcocks records.
Don't go out of your way.
Which are pretty great. And then they've reissued the first, I think, five New Order records with extra discs with, like, stuff on it, and those are pretty nifty as well. And then there's this thing I stumbled across at the bookstore the other day. Although I'm not a big fan of their site, it's the Pitchfork 500. And they list 500 records since punk that have been influential and interesting. And what makes it interesting is you look at the songs, and you know everyone could sit there and go through it and have different opinions on what you're crazy. But then they put some really cool stuff on there as well. So that's also pretty great. And then there's also the title completely escapes me right now, but I'll have to email it to Widge. But there is a book. It's Tom Waits, The Early Lyrics. It's just basically a book of all of his lyrics from his first several albums with annotated notes and just the whole story of how the songs all came about. So,
yeah. The letter Tom Waits is just 57 pages of growling.
he's growling about ticket scalpers. That's all he's growling about.
Oh, and Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire what?
Yeah.
Yes.
The critics, I think, don't agree with you.
No.
Well, that was informative. That was great.
Wow.
This is high-quality radio, folks.
Yeah.
Getting better all the time.
I know. This is why Rob is the only person who could get on radio.
That's what we should do for Dragon Con. We should like produce an old time radio show live with a studio audience.
No.
Wait, I am not messing with the Atlanta Radio Theater.
Yeah, I know. They'll come after us.
Exactly.
You know what?
I don't think I'm afraid of a throwdown between us and the Atlanta.
There are a lot more of them. They've got the numbers.
I don't know. I think I could take a couple.
But if we cocoon with them, we're fine.
Oh,
they may have the numbers, but we're really angsty, nasty sons of bitches when we want to be. We'll fuck this shit.
I know.
No, easy. I knew one of the guys who founded that, so let's be nice.
Ken?
Is he still there? No.
Ken, because he died. Okay, so that's why he's not still there.
Did Rocks name him?
No.
It's
called Ask Ken, where people can ask you questions, and you can just insult them for no reason whatsoever.
And, Widge, my point is, if they fuck with us, then we'll fuck with them. If not, then everything's copacetic. This got started because someone said they'd come after us.
When the hell did this become the Warriors?
I don't know.
I don't know, but we're coming out to play.
Oh.
Shit.
All right. So.
We're going to bring a microphone to a knife fight.
is this our last one of these before Christmas?
I hope
probably.
So.
Probably.
Or not. Or do we know?
I think this might do me for the year, actually. I think our next one will be the outtakes episode, and then we'll call it good.
Hey,
well, in that case, I hope you all have a great Christmas.
You too.
You
happy
too.
Holidays.
Yeah.
What happy happens
holidays? I'm Jewish.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Well, John, happy Chewbacca.
Happy. Solstice is coming
up.
Have
a good sponsor.
Hey, from the engineering room here, we have two folks listening.
Wow!
We have officially doubled our audience.
Did you bring your family in?
Nice.
Oh, God help them. God.
Guess someone had to use the bathroom.
Come on, kids. Don't you want to listen to this? Come on.
No.
Was the role-playing lounge full?
I'm on it, and I don't want to listen to this.
I don't listen to this. I edit it, and I put it up. That's all I do.
Never mind. Actually, both of them are Bill.
Running away.
Wow, we have a real Bill and a quantum Bill.
We have the 616 Bill and the ultimate Bill.
That's right.
It's the Bill ultimate from the future Bill. Trying to tell the Bill from the present not to listen.
That's awesome.
It's the Earth 2 Bill.
Well, Rob, on behalf of myself and no one else, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, Claire.
Bastard.
All right.
Hi. I got to him first.
All right. So.
Who is
still alive? All right, Ken, do you have anything for people for a gift guide recommendation thing?
I didn't know we had to come prepared.
Well, no, we don't ever, but you're welcome to abstain. I just know you've got so much shit lying around, you could probably reach out and grab something.
He doesn't give out recommendations in his own podcast. What makes you think he's going to do it here?
Wait a second. I believe the rules say Rob passed his spins to Ken, so Ken has to take them.
Yeah,
his
that means
spins?
I get twice as many. Okay? No whammies. No whammies.
I know
the whole podcast is a whammy.
Excellent point. Let's see.
I once dated a whammy. But that's of no point. No consequences.
Which one? Oh, sorry.
Wow. Is that what we're going to go out on?
Yeah, that's the off pause.
Yeah.
So we're going to go out on your recommendations, Ken.
Before Christmas.
I will recommend a book that you have to get in on import from Amazon UK, the QI Book of Advanced Banter, which is a giant, wonderful book of various quotations that has been culled from the QI archives. That is quite good and quite interesting and quite worth picking up.
Now, is it stuff from the show or just in general?
In general. It is quotes... picked from you know, luminaries, not so luminaries, just interesting little statements.
Oh, cool.
It is a wonderful book.
Well,
yeah,
excellent.
See, I went all serious on your ass.
Yeah, I know. It took me completely by surprise.
Yeah.
But
now
okay.
I can fool you.
Surprises are good at times. Now behave or I'll have Rox give you a nickname. Scott, what have you got?
Let's see, I've got a couple things here. For the recovering political junkie from this year, there's... there is Nixon Land. It's a very well-researched book on the development...
Abraham Lincoln.
No. On the Nixon presidency and the culture that it created. And it's actually by Rick
Disco
Perlstein. And no, that was after Kim. And it really does give a very good...
actually, Disco started in 1974, but go on.
it gives a very it illuminates a lot of the stuff that was going on back then to see, you know, what was what got Nixon in there, but eventually led to his downfall. Okay.
I believe it was probably an election.
I just want Nixon Land to be an actual theme park.
Oh,
what would that be like?
Oh, yeah. How to break into the Watergate Hotel.
No, that's, oh, the 1960 debate ride. That's it.
Ride the moral morass.
And you could buy the Checkers stuffed animal at the gift shop.
I'm thinking the Watergate.
It was really Checkers.
The Watergate break-in would be at a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awesome.
It'll be like the Hulk ride you went on at Universal Studios.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you'll think you're making it towards the exit of the Watergate Hotel, and suddenly you'll go backwards through the whole thing, being sucked into prison at the end.
Dude, that's brilliant.
Oh, and don't forget the massive 3D Wonder Thrill Ride, 18 minutes of silence.
That's right. Awkward pause.
And then you've got the exhibit called If the President Does It, That Means It's Not Illegal.
Yeah.
There's that'd be great. Bill chimes in with a debate sweat log flume.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. See, we should pitch this like right now.
Oh, and of course you have the flume ride of the plumbers.
And in order to leave the park, you have to endure hearings in your vehicle with your car locked. Because you're trying to make it out of the park.
And don't forget Pat Nixon's House of Bitterness and Recrimination.
Nice.
Smoking loud.
That's a talk show.
Wow. Also, yeah, I mean, really,
looks
there
like
are
we
no
got a little bit of the Nixon tape on here.
I know. So, Scott, what else have you got? Since we've squeezed everything we could out of Nixon Land.
Yeah. There is the DVD release of Justice League: The New Frontier. It was okay. It's
Go on, Star Wars. Piece of shit.
Whatever.
Go on. Next, you'll recommend Tuesday too.
Admittedly, it's the book is better, but that you could say that about a lot of other things. But I think that for the medium, it did quite well. Ken.
It's your recommendation. Go on.
Also, for your horror fan, I would like to recommend the
Do you have?
This is my third one. Now, shut up.
We had this entire email discussion, and I know you don't read any of them, so it's fine.
We have a three limit, Ken.
Right, and this is my third, so shut up. Shut up. I'd like to recommend, for your horror fan, the vampire novels of David Wellington. I've talked about these before, but he just came out with a new one called Vampire Zero. And these are not emo, you know, Euro trash vampires. These things will kill you and like it. They have no problems, you know, ripping your heart out and chewing it. And they're very... There's some scary shit, so those are good too. The ones that have come out are 13.
Saying the Twilight ending left you bitter too?
Oh, don't even get me started on that. These books are the anti Twilight, trust me.
I want to get you started on that now. Let's make it interesting.
Well, that's not saying much.
Vampires? What the fuck is that? Anyway.
That's not really saying much. That's because... What does that mean? Does that mean they're not as shit as Twilight, or what?
No, they're the anti-Twilight. They're actually evil, vicious monsters that have no problems, you know, killing and maiming and, you know, drinking as much blood as they can. You know, like vampires are supposed to be. Anyway, the three books that have come out so far are 13 Bullets, 99 Coffins, and Vampire Zero. He's coming out with a new one in 2009. But there are three out. Very good. Sure. And that's it.
Okay. All right. Rox, what have you got?
Okay, my three. I'm going for the creepy stuff because that's what Christmas is for, all creepy. First off, the Alfred Hitchcock Birds Barbie doll. They have Barbie dress made up like Tippi Hedren.
Oh, I saw that at the store the other day.
It is so cool.
That is so cool.
I hate Barbie. But she's got the full helmet hair.
I have a question for you. If they were to come out steampunk Barbie, would you buy that?
Good question.
Yeah.
Case closed. End of story. You just said yes. Go on.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Fine.
I'm liking it.
You can get her for what? You can find her at, I think, what, Walmart? Third shelf down.
For the playground.
Yes.
You know what we need, though? We need, like, the Alfred Hitchcock action figure so he can torment her.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I should get that for my mom. She's deathly afraid of birds.
Oh, this is so cool because it's got...
You're such a good son.
You know, you could attach the birds to her, so there's like one in her hair, one on her shoulder.
That's what I'll do. If mom's taking a nap, I'll take the birds and attach them to her.
Hey, Mattel, you hear that? We need an Alfred Hitchcock doll.
So fatten Ken up.
Yeah. Because Mattel is going to make him out with a fat old white guy.
So I think she retails anywhere from like $34 to $40. Okay, this one is for Wiz. And I just got it. I just got my new morgue. And it's from Design Toscano. And it is a zombie of Montclair Moore's garden sculpture. It is a life-size zombie pushing up daisies that you put in your yard for $89.
Wow, as if the Homeowners Association doesn't love them already.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. This is awesome.
I've seen that. That's actually pretty cool.
It is cool. I need one, but I know that my neighbors will steal mine. Because people steal crap out of my yard all the time.
All you have to do is name them and they'll never come back.
Well, I have to catch them. So.
Rock's naming things is like wishing people into the cornfield.
It is. That's my favorite Twilight Zone episode. Okay, so that's that. So go to Design Toscano, and let's see, my third one, I'm going to go with a perennial favorite for the holidays, and that's the David Sedaris Holidays on Ice, which has the great Santa Land Diaries. He's got a new one. There's a new edition of this. It's got six new stories. The stories are okay, but if you want the...
How many of them
Santa
are
Land?
Actually true?
Sorry?
How many of them are actually true?
From David, all of them.
Yeah, but you know...
I think they're true inside his head.
Yeah, he admitted he spiced them up a bit.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, there's that whole thing, because he actually... His family is originally from, like, Elmira, which is not too far from where I grew up. And I know that he... you know, embellished a lot of the stuff going on from there, so. But Santa Land Diaries is a good one, and the weird Christmas letter one. That's always a great one. About the, you know, the baby dying in the dryer. So I'm leaving on a happy note.
Yay.
All right.
So,
Tuffley, what have you got?
Single?
No. Well, I've got, for fans in many regions of British television, I've got the miniseries of State of Play, which is out on DVD, I think John Sims in it, James McAvoy's in it, just a whole lot of people that are, if there's a British show that you're watching right now, odds are they were in that, and it's a very, very good political thriller, and it's very nice. From going to video games, I've got Namco Museum Virtual Arcade for the Xbox 360. Save you a few Microsoft points. It's a collection of, first of all, the remixed games that Namco has come out with, where they've kind of retweaked Galaga and Pac-Man, and I think Dig Dug as well, that's on the Xbox Live Arcade. But they're actually in the collection here, and they're also included with the classic versions of several of the other Namco games. So it's a really good value pack.
So when you mean remix, do you get like realistic splatter when you pump up those little gnomes in Dig Dug?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't played the Dig Dug. That'd be good. Dig Dug with ragdoll physics. That'd be awesome. But they went through and I believe they redid Pac-Man and they put an online mode on it so you can have online competitive stuff. They redid Galaga. It's really, really harsh, but very good. Nice design to it.
This Pac-Man now has massive breasts.
Oh, and wait till you see her bow, Ken. Moving on.
That's no bow.
Bo knows.
Hi, Bo.
Moving on, box sets, because while we said CDs are dead, there are some reasons you get those. Before the rare material that isn't available for downloading yet, well, legally. But the one that I was going to throw out, because I've got a full-blown column of this stuff that I'm going to throw up here in the next few days, but the one I wanted to get out on the podcast was Johnny Cash's Unearthed. And the reason I was pulling that one out, because essentially the first disc deals with is sort of a best of the actual released American Recordings albums, and I believe the other four discs are all stuff that's been unreleased from those sessions. Some really interesting duets in that. I believe the Joe Strummer, the Johnny Cash Joe Strummer duets on that, among other gems.
Johnny Cash is My Boy Lollipop.
the Unearthed box set, and that's it. Now to Ridge.
Oh, well, John, do you have anything to recommend?
A different podcast? No.
I'm with you.
Well, next year we'll try one.
Wait, John. John, recommendation editing.
Wow. No, actually,
more music.
I know this is kind of mainstream, but Batman Returns is out this week, which was
wait what?
Well, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Dark Knight.
Oh, Dark Knight. Excuse me. Yeah, Batman. Well, it still is out this week.
I thought that's a requirement for all geeks that you have to get that.
Dark Knight. Excuse me. Yes, Dark Knight. Right.
But which version of Dark Knight will you go with?
I'm actually going to go to Target and get the mask.
Ah. Okay.
Who?
Mostly for my son. Also for the Wii.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Something tells me you'll be wearing something home from Target.
Honey, I've got the mask on.
I bet.
Wait, well, you have to do it in Christopher Nolan, in Christian Bale's muffled voice.
Honey, I got the mask on.
I need a lozenge.
Actually, she'll ask me which mask, but the point is,
I am the knight. I have a cold.
So, for the Wii, Skate It. I don't know if anybody's played that, but if you have a balance board, and the Wii balance board, and the game Skate It, it's actually fairly accurate to the movements involved in skateboarding, which is to say that I fall down a lot.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if anyone on this podcast has enough balance to actually own a balance board without, you know.
You know, seriously. I remember the days when to play video games, all you had to do was just sit there. You know, what the fuck is all this moving around shit?
Well technically with a Wii, that's all you have to do.
Yes, but Scott, you actually had to turn on the game console and play it and not just play with the joystick.
Well, now we know what Scott's like during sex.
The definition of a first-person shooter.
Ooh. What's with all this moving around shit?
Yeah, that's
back
what the
in
other
my person, day, I
yeah, that's what,
the,
that's what the other person's for.
Wow.
Playing a lot of Berserk, then.
One of you is balanced, the other is bored.
Oh, wow. That almost made the podcast worth it. Almost.
John, your next recommendation?
Yes, please.
I have nothing else.
Okay.
I recommend you go through needcoffee.com to buy those items.
Oh, yes. Thank you, John. Okay. All right. For me, I have three here. First, I've got two Disney bits. The new Nightmare Before Christmas release that they came out with recently, you can buy it in the giant Jack Skellington bust, if you like, which is actually kind of cool because you can dress him up like Santa. I plan on just basically putting different hats on him throughout the year just for the hell of it. But no,
because you have no children.
That's right.
And that's kind of disturbing.
What, that I have no children or that I'm going to dress up Jack Skellington?
Because you have no children.
What, you would prefer that
dress up Jack Skellington?
You would prefer that I cut off the head of a child and put it on top of my fireplace and dress that up? Scott, what kind of a sick fuck are you?
You could be like John. You could go to Target tonight and wear the
mask.
Hey, Wedge.
Yeah.
On a question about the product, is that the regular version of the movie, or did they release the IMAX version of that, the 3D version?
No. You can't really replicate the 3D at home, so why bother?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Nightmare Before Christmas was out of print for the longest time, which didn't make any sense to me. And now they've come out and they've got some great features on there, like the tour of what they do to the Haunted Mansion to mash it up with Nightmare Before Christmas, which is kind of sweet, and other stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. Also, the two disc, it's a three disc, but one of them is a digital copy, but of WALL-E is actually really cool. Because of the 22-minute featurette that they've got for Ben Burtt. Actually, I think it's 18 minutes. But talking about what he did, they have an entire dissection of what goes into making one of the scenes. It's actually really cool. It's closer to what you would want or what we came to expect from Pixar DVDs. So I'm glad to see that. Well, before you know, they had stuff like the Cars release, which I don't even think Cars had a commentary on it, did it? I don't think it did.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
not the first version.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Version.
Oh, and by the way, somewhat topical. The LA Film Critics just went with WALL-E for Film of the Year.
Yep.
Which I found interesting.
Oh, I will throw one more DVD.
Go ahead.
UK, have you seen Widge yet? Charlie Brooker's Dead Set.
No, but it's on my list. The Cabin Fever guys were talking about it.
Yes, that's essentially the one that says there's a zombie apocalypse in the UK, and the main survivors are the housemates.
Cast the Big Brother.
That's sad.
So it was quality.
It was very good. I enjoyed it.
Cool. All right.
But it's in two release, so you have to import it.
Yeah. And my third recommendation is the 5-disc Blade Runner. I know that was last year, but people are amazed when I tell them that it's going for like $30 or something like that. I mean, it's absolutely insane. But it's
30.
Yeah.
Scott, that's because there's no one who actually believes that that is the, in fact, final version of this film that will ever be released on DVD.
I don't even think Ridley Scott believes that.
We can do one more.
Oh, and by the way, when you're making an impulse purchase on Amazon and you think you're getting a $6 version of the Blu-ray for the Poseidon Adventure, make sure it's not the one made for the Hallmark Channel.
That's a good tip there, Ken. Thank you.
Starring the wonderful cast of Adam Baldwin, Rutger Hauer, Brian Brown, Peter Weller, and Steve Guttenberg.
Wait, Rutger
Hauer? Oh, I actually saw that one.
Yeah, what's wrong with Rutger Hauer?
I was ending with Steve Guttenberg for a reason.
Rutger
it was
Hauer.
Just missing Joey Lawrence.
So I'm just saying.
Hey, Widge.
Buy carefully is what I'm saying.
Hey, Widge, I actually did have a third suggestion.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, you know what? It's too late, John. It's over.
Hey. Okay.
No, John, what is it?
No, I'm not going to talk. No, I'm done.
I think
I'm done.
No.
Are you really going to let Ken rule your life? That's what.
No, actually.
For him.
The ironic thing is that this is actually a book that Ken turned me on to. Which is the Wham-O book. It was a 60 years of of Whammo, or I forget what it is. I actually just picked it up from Amazon and bought actually a couple for gifts for other folks.
Oh, it's a wonderful book. If only to remember all the things that caused pain and suffering when you were a child.
Yeah, I had
Ken
take me through that. What's that, Rox?
I said like the slip and slide.
Oh, not even that. I mean, Ken was telling me about the jungle machete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea that they made some of that shit. The slingshot that was created to kill. I mean, it's a weapon.
By the way, did you get that for Siege?
No, I did not get that for Siege.
It was $10.
I know. The problem is this. Siege, of course, from the site, and Siege Mentality, his site, is so easy to buy for that in our gift stash, we have
anything
just
that maims and kills.
Exactly. We have a stack of stuff that maims and kills, all of which is for Siege. So we're good for the next 5 years for
it's
Siege.
It's a stack
gifts.
With, like, you know, a microwave with faulty wiring.
Oh, yeah. That comes with a cat that you can put in it. It's great.
A broken mirror with jagged glass.
That comes with a cat that you can, you know, cut up with it. It's great.
Yes. Everything comes with a cat for sacrifice purposes.
Right. All of which were made by Whammo.
Whammo, for kids who love to hurt.
Like Ken.
What?
You like to hurt, don't you? You like hurting people.
I do the podcast.
You know what? I swear to God, we named Ken out as Morrissey. It is Scott Johnny Marr.
Wow.
Well, I guess so, because who's not recording now?
Points.
Okay.
And on that bombshell.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a great way to end the year. Oh, for fuck's sake.
So,
all right.
So are we going to have the sing-along now?
No. We're going to have the part where we all say goodbye.
Oh, no, quiet. Rox is singing.
Hello to friends, you know, and everyone in the...
Yes, that's the Weekend Justice Holiday Special. Transcripts will be available from
concert. You have to at least know all the words, Rox. You can't just go, hug ba da ba doo boo boo ba da ba.
Yes, you can.
She's scatting.
Well, does somebody know the words who can join in with her scat?
That's
Scott, don't get your
hooks
up.
Oh, no, the mistletoe.
I don't know, John. You're going to have to go now.
Can't see. Right. Okay.
All right.
Does it have to be a holiday song?
I'm waiting for you. Kiss her once for me. Okay.
Wow, that Please went stop. Really loud at the wrong time.
I kissed a girl.
With tuppence for paper and string. You can have, come on, John, your own set of wings. Your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight. Shut up, Scott. To the studio. Let's go.
By the way,
God damn it, I can't.
We'd like to mention to the audience that the New Order CDs issued earlier in the podcast do not come with parts of Ian Curtis.
And send it soaring up through the atmosphere.
So this is definitely the point in the show in which we all say goodbye.
That's clear.
Goodbye.
Oh, happy holiday.
Goodbye.
I'm sure you'll find your way out.
This and next up, the farming report.
And we're out.
Wow, that's horrible.
And from Bill, he says, "Merry Christmas to all, and fuck you."
There you go.
And to all, yeah. Hold on. Widge?
Yes?